Episode 7.
I'm being sleepy.
Yeah. Who the fuck decided to record on them? I was supposed to be at home watching wrestling.
Watching AEW.
Raw Dog.
You want to talk about wrestling? Wrestling. Who wrestling tonight? Bow Wow.
That nigga is trying to be a wrestler.
They said Bad Bunny got a belt too.
They gonna wrestle for the Divas Championship.
Same bitch.
Yeah. I just be like, Bow Wow will beat your motherfucking ass.
I got my money on MJ.
You trying to shout out Moss?
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, my money on MJ.
Yeah.
To get his ass whooped.
I don't think nobody can beat MJ up. I got my money on him versus Arlington too.
Don't start.
He'll be Arlington ass.
I was waiting to see MJ comment.
Yeah, He's
so like
2 days later.
He's so like unconfrontational. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to start a war. It was 12 o'clock on a Saturday. Yeah. I didn't have nothing to do.
Justin texted me like, watch this. And I try to gas a little bit. And it ain't really materialized, lame man niggas.
Yeah.
Welcome home, Bobby Shmurda.
Shit, speaking of welcome home, welcome to your house. Yeah. Congratulations.
Hey, congrats.
Real Bobby Shmurda. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bobby, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths.
Yeah. Yeah,
3 stories,
5,000 square feet.
Yeah,
six car garage. I thought it was 6.
It was 2, but it was 2 Benzes.
Yeah,
okay. 62.
Okay, you can fit 8 cars in a driveway.
Yeah, that nigga backyard so big, he got a 4-wheeler.
Yeah,
like he not playing.
He had a 4-wheeler with the little shit behind. You know, like when they drag the field and the baseball
he
game.
He gotta go cut firewood.
Yeah, stop the cap.
Your house nice though.
Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm. That is.
I want to use that loft, but I just know that's gonna be Blake play place from here on out. Yeah.
Put all our little toys out.
Yeah. I knew it. I called it. Didn't
yeah,
I?
You called it. That joint solid, man.
I wonder how Bobby Shmurda and Quavo linked up. Like that just seems like the oddest, friendship.
Well, Bobby was like, "I need somebody to put some flavor on this track I'm about to drop." He probably was in there like, yeah, Quavo will be good on this. And
then I ain't heard Quavo said, in a
on some shit, right? In a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard him on a chorus in a minute.
Mm. You think they oversaturated the market at one point? Like them.
Like who is the like right now is Lil Baby. Now Lil Baby on Versus though.
Yeah, you don't put him on the
Like who's the main nigga for a chorus now? Cause at one point it was Quavo and Travis.
Yeah, that's how I don't listen to music because it used to be Nate Dogg and T-Pain.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you miss Fetty Wap?
Yeah.
Who that? No, I'm joking.
Y'all got the same eye.
I can see out of both my eyes.
Fuck you. Bitch,
you got a kaleidoscope.
That is a good question. Like, who is the number one nigga that they go to for
a hook?
Yeah, Fusion.
Yeah,
not really.
I put Fusion on
it. It used to be.
I put Drake on something
because you can afford them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know who you were throwing.
Shit, the baby said what? Now it's what? $400,000 for a feature?
For a feature?
Is that what he said?
Or a show? Yeah, I think it's a show. I don't think it's for a feature, bro.
Nah, one of them is something retarded.
I just said, I know little baby said.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Retarded. No, he said retard. No ED.
I know little baby said you get like $400 for a walkthrough. I said, good question.
Yeah.
But he's the biggest artist. Rap wise, there is right now.
Crazy.
I'm taking Meg.
Meg Thee Stallion, the biggest artist right there?
Yeah. I mean, because she's bigger than
him. Have you heard Body Yachty? That shit. No, that shit hit different with the bass and the whip. I'm telling you.
Rocking. See Body you now. Yachty,
glad, nigga.
I'll take Pooh Shiesty.
That's what I'm going to say. Right now,
Pooh Shiesty to do what? Give you a minute and 30 seconds?
I don't give a fuck.
Caught up.
Nah, he cool.
Yeah, that nigga said he crossed the nigga over. Tell him caught up.
Why are we on music? Meek Mill.
Rest in peace.
What'd he do?
He said he bring his shop out.
He's going out like Kobe. Yeah, something like that.
He's a battle rapper, man.
She still shouldn't say that. That's like, I mean, it's kind of one thing you don't play with.
It wasn't tasteful.
And what he was trying to say and how he delivered it, it wasn't like, Jesus Christ. It wasn't, the way he explained it didn't make sense. It did. But how he delivered it, it hit instantly.
I'm just so tired of the fucking world.
Right. But the thing, I get, so the thing is like, people still haven't got over that.
I get what he was saying, but how he delivered it sucked. Yeah. I personally didn't
but
have
a... I also heard that song wasn't supposed to get released. It was leaked as well.
Because it was him and Lil Baby, right?
Something like
that. Hey, Vanessa said, I know you can do better. And I was like, no, he can't.
Meek not bad.
Yeah, Meek not bad. He just not good.
Yeah, I get
that. Well, you ain't coming on this podcast.
I think Meek is...
Peaked. Yeah. He peaked with Rose Red and Madonna.
Oh, shit.
Damn. That was basically
Yeah. That shit was Meek on that Mill movie that he Rose. Was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that movie he did?
With the little boy.
Smack.
Yeah. Smack
DVD.
You talking about a little shit when they was riding...
prison song.
Riding motocross.
Yeah.
Yeah. He peaked right after jail. When he dropped that album, Championship, that was, I think, like, it's
Nicki Minaj ruined him.
Yeah. He ruined himself by getting with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, never mind. See, I had Meek back for a slight second until I remembered.
He went against Drake.
Yeah.
But Drake won, though, so it don't matter.
Regardless, like, you...
So you beat you gotta pick a side.
He just... Fuck Pusha T.
Because he could push a one.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He did.
He would defend his man.
He gonna fuck him.
Yeah.
Y'all strange, man. Y'all been a whole lot of strange.
So you trying to say Pusha didn't win it?
No.
Well, why didn't?
But why we have to go down this road? He ain't win, man. That's
an opinion.
IMO.
What song did he give Pusha that was better than what Pusha?
In my opinion. Are we talking about Meek Mill with the Kobe bar? Or are we going to sit here and talk about it? what are we going to do?
Okay.
We're going to talk about Meek Mill. Because you already answered my question.
And he is fiddling.
Yeah.
Certified Fat Love.
There we go.
His name of your R&B album.
No, that's
ribs and bacon. Okay.
Now you
come at me before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see him now. Yeah. At 25 yeah. level.
Yeah. We seen you in that room.
Yeah, okay.
You forget? Yeah. You were sitting there.
See ya, peel. Come down here. Yeah.
I can see him now. Nipple out.
Take your hood off.
Why'd you like that?
Take your
hood off. I seen you walk in.
Yeah. Take your hood off. You look like Franklin Daddy in that the snowfall.
Hey,
guard up.
How about you get fire up the VCR?
You know, pop a little corn.
Pop a little corn. And let's
have a little father son night. Watch
they both crying. He said, "Thanks, Dad." Walk that. Yeah.
That nigga hugged him.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck Calvin.
Snowfall. Greatest show out.
See, I got it.
Greatest show out.
You still ain't watched that. Mm-hmm. But it's better than Power. You watch Power.
For sure. I lost interest in Power the last two seasons.
I mean, yes, you should.
And with Teresa.
Like, you.
The last regular season of Power, yeah, that kind of.
Five was like the last good season. It was. I give him that.
But the Tariq.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was better than I thought it was going to be. I just feel
like he don't like nothing after the year 2000.
I give him 2006.
Like, no TV, you know.
Yeah. This nigga said T-Pain and who else earlier? Like,
you, Nate Dogg. You bought this little sweatsuit for a 90s party and you didn't stop wearing it.
That is my third time wearing it.
Yeah. I like the shoes, though. Yeah, he
got the little neon green everything. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, bitch.
Nigga talking about something. He had to go for a bike ride and now he's wearing the bright color. But now, Snowfall, the reason I like Snowfall because it incorporates real life in it. Like things that really happened in
on the based on true story.
It's not based on true story. It's just based on true facts from that time era. Yeah. It was a good
inspired by true events.
Yeah. It's a good. It was a good opening for season four, but I kind of. I mean, they got to leave us wanting more, but I wanted more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. After I watched Snowfall the other night, I was doing laundry, and I bagged up some soap powder, like just to see how, just to see how it feels. I tossed Jalene in the brick just to kind of see how it would have panned out, and I think it'll work.
I think she'll tell.
She wouldn't. After I buy her a Birkin, she ain't gonna say nothing. Birkin same size up. Yeah, ain't gonna say nothing.
What you think of that? You liked it?
I did. I thought it was good, man. I know there's a lot more coming in this upcoming season, so I'm just trying to stay patient.
How many seasons has it been?
This is season four.
Okay, yeah, I can binge it.
Hey, bro, it's you'll definitely like it. Wu-Tang was in season one. That's right in your alley. Okay. Not Wu-Tang. What's the nigga that RZA was in it?
Oh, okay.
He taught him how to cook crack.
Yep.
In the microwave.
Nah,
he really gave. Is that how you say that?
RZA? Yeah.
I've been calling this nigga RZA.
Some of the best beats ever. Yeah. But RZA explaining how the cook crack and how and why they call it base is because the Spanish called it base because it's literally the leftover from cooking it. So that's a hot rock up. So, yeah. That's how he's.
You could have studied your book.
Hey, look, I could do some shit. I've been wanting to sell crack for a minute. You hear me? And cocaine.
But you got the clientele.
I just feel like where
you have at. One buy for sure.
I can see you losing weight. Okay. Say less. Yeah. But now, so let's rank. So if you got Power, The Wire, and Snowfall, where are you going to rank them three? Oh,
shit.
I said I was going to start watching The Wire this weekend. Leroy tried to convince me of watching it.
You should, bro.
Yeah, The Wire, good.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
So The Wire is one of my favorites of all time.
I'm putting that one.
You like, oh, my.
I'm going to put that one. I'm going to put that one. But the only thing that kind of like made me think about The Wire and Snowfall is, to me so far, I don't think there's been a bad season of Snowfall.
A bad season of The Wire.
That second season when it was more so about what's going on the docks and shit, that shit really didn't pique my interest, honestly.
But you have to watch it, though.
And I had the conversation with my goddad last week about it. He was like, but...
We ain't talk.
But he was like, you know, that season showed how they was getting the shit in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, it did, but it had more so to do with the other folks.
Some shows have like a setup episode. They had a whole setup season. You know what I mean? Like the whole season had set up a lot of shit because that shit lasted like two seasons. Like shit from that lasted two seasons.
Because the whole Stringer Bell and Avon Barksdale. All that shit unfolded in the first season, right? Mm-hmm. And so then the second season was the shit going on the docks. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the seasons was like Marlo coming into his own, which Marlo, like that, like granted, I love season one because I like how
Marlo came around. Yeah, Marlo came crazy.
Marlo came along in like season four.
Yeah. So season three, that was about.
That was Omar.
Omar was everything.
Yeah. Yeah. This nigga just saying
stuff. You know who Omar is, though?
Yeah, black. The gay dude, right?
Yeah, but...
Like, they said Omar was in there tonguing.
What?
tonguing niggas. That's what I heard.
Man, fucking man. But Boo will kill everybody. The only reason he died was because of a kid shot him.
Yeah, little kid.
Yeah, they said he died in the like least expected way.
Yeah, because he died the only way they could have probably got him.
No, like, man. Hood nigga would try him. So they had to send a little kid in the
stuff. Like, niggas would run into the house when Omar would walk down the street.
Yeah, Omar coming.
Omar coming. He'll whistle and niggas just drop bags of money out of the projects, because they were like, I'd rather pay him this money than to let him run up here and shoot everybody. So I don't want no smoke with Omar.
So I'll probably still say the wildest Snowfall and then Power. And that's not to say that Power was terrible, because
I'm rewatching Power again now.
Yeah, Power Book 2.
I'm waiting for the bullshit.
You don't even know what I say.
Say it.
Power Book 2 was cool.
It was better than I thought it was gonna be. Honestly.
I just wanted to go fucking. I did.
Bro, they 17.
No, they in college.
Bro, yeah, Tariq like they skipped two grades, bro.
Early college?
Yeah.
Tariq skipped two grades.
They had the Royal Nuke Chuan.
Bro, I'm watching season 4 now, and this nigga is like in the 9th grade, and then in season 6, he is in college, bro.
I was on Netflix the other day. Not Netflix, but HBO Max. And the movie Love up there, the shit with Common. Mm-hmm. And that was 2013, and Tariq was 6. Well, I don't get it. Y'all know what movie I'm talking about, right?
No.
No.
I mean, you talking about all the shit with Queen Latifah, he was a basketball player, just
no,
right.
No, bro. It's a movie called Love, L-U-V.
With Common in it.
Yeah, with Common in it, and Tariq. And Tariq was a little badass little kid. Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is John Wick.
No, bitch. That was Love. Stop playing with me.
Same bitch.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like, he's been in, because even in Barbershop 3, he was 8. Yeah, he was like in the 6th grade. Yeah, he was like in the 6th grade.
Trying to hang out with Tiger.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Tiger, Crip and Blood at the same time in the movie. It was weird, but
was a Crip and Blood.
Yeah, he was wearing red, but like throwing up. See, it was weird, man. But anyway.
Yeah. So, Mr. Potato Head.
Who?
Potato Head.
There you go. Gotcha. They ain't gonna disrespect Toy Story like this.
Hey. I know one thing. If they are, I don't want to see another Toy Story.
I mean, Toy Story. I watch Toy Story now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if they're gonna just call him Potato Head,
it's out of him.
No, that's what I said.
I don't get it. If there is a Miss and a Mister, or Mrs. and a Mister,
I'm bisexual for potatoes.
What?
I'm bisexual for potatoes. I'm going to eat Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh, I thought you was
boiled, mashed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's trying.
Scallops.
I can see him now. Bring me that potato.
Scallop.
Sir. Sir.
Scallop.
You can't go with potato. Bring me that potato.
Yeah, what else they make out of potatoes?
Au gratin.
You want a fry?
Hash browns.
I had a large fry from McDonald's.
I seen him swallow 16 fries in one time. Y'all remember? Like, yeah. Yeah. I said, damn. Just to get to his phone. Well, that shit was crazy. I was like, damn.
He swallowed 16 fries.
You were looking right there at him when he did it. We were like, damn. Boy,
French fries for a toothpick. Yeah, leave the fuck alone.
Oh, only man. McDonald's though, yeah. You can't use a crinkle cut in that.
It's gonna rub his gum.
Say he deep throated a large fry.
He not. But so this is strange behavior in the world where
I hate the world.
They were trying to do the same thing with Santa Claus though.
What? Just call it Claus?
Or? Just Santa Claus. Whether the boy or girl. You can't say he's a man.
They're actually rewriting the Bible to make it say a man and a woman.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
How about you made that up?
I probably did.
Are you serious?
Not the Umar.
Excuse, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
A man and a woman.
No, boy.
I,
I fucking hate that man. I swear. I do. He gonna tell me who I can fuck and who I can't. I'm gonna fuck me a white woman if I want to. Not now.
White men been having sex with black women. But you have white.
Your Black History Month ended on the
12th. It was Valentine's Day.
Or did it start on the 13th?
What I want y'all to understand is when it comes to like the half of me that's black. Matter of fact, stop. It's like top
nigga.
And bottom.
Stop saying nigga, bro. You really say that? Nigga. I'm gonna have to level you next time. Nigga.
That's what I'm trying to say. Where are they going with this? Like, with the. So, it's just like with the I don't know if y'all remember, it was like a tampon commercial. Mm-hmm. The tampons took women off the packaging.
Mm-hmm. Why would it mean?
Because. Let's say, not you, but let's just say a woman turns into a man but still got a puss. They still having periods. Okay. But they consider themselves a man, so now.
Just free bleed.
you want me tough, right?
Nah, but look. You know what I think the problem is in this world right now? Now, I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all what the problem is in this world. We live in a... This is what happens when you try to remove God from society. Like, I know I joke a lot when it comes to, like, religion and Christianity and all that. But if you can't take a step back and see that we are living in a godless world, when you remove God from everything, this is what you get.
Everybody says they are gods.
I'm God, saying, nah, God but for real.
Are they gonna take deaths off God?
Like, why you think as a nation, think about it, as a nation, like, even politically, it's not making any sense because you done removed God from it all. So the basis of your decisions are a lot of times unethical and immoral and unrighteous. Ooh.
They removed prayer from the school.
I'm telling you. But everything, like, we're not using God as the foundation for, like, our feelings, our thoughts, our decisions, anything like that. So you are now letting a motherfucking potato.
A toy potato.
You're letting a fucking Lay's potato chip.
That's the kid.
You're letting a bag of Ruffles like divide society because you got some people over here that say, "I want my potato to be a bitch."
I want to know I would like to know who.
They both got assholes.
Who fought or said that they wanted this change to happen?
Like who really?
It's a group.
Who pushed this to happen? I tell you this. Whoever did push that to happen,
don't go too deep.
I ain't going to. They've got more accomplished than civil rights for blacks.
You saw me? I know where you going with it,
boy. I won't go too far, but they have more. Yeah. Like that.
It's like golf.
I just gotta say. That community has more rights than black folks.
They do.
Just passed that bill.
They can get more accomplished than blacks have ever gotten accomplished since the civil rights movement.
So I was trying to say, almost 70 years ago. It's a part of civil rights now. I read, I'll reference it later, but the LGBT community.
I can understand why it's a part of civil rights because technically it is a civil issue.
Right.
Right, like you're pushing for some kind of equity or whatever it is the fuck you're looking for, you know what I mean? But asterisk, I mean
equality.
Like I mean, just simple. In my honest opinion, like you're not looking at like the details of it. And when I say details, I mean okay, you're pushing for the fucking potato to be gender neutral, right? These were also a part of how like. Kids learn a lot of societal traits from, like, you know, cartoons, TVs, you know. That's where they get introduced outside of the household to, you know, what a family is, you know, mother and a father. Fuck it, two fathers, two mothers, however you want to do it. But those are, like, the simple dialed in things where a lot of times parents rely on a lot of these programming on TV and other things like that to help nurture and teach, you know, their children certain things that, one, they may even feel a little bit uncomfortable, you know, doing with the child themselves. Like, you walk in and your kid's watching a particular program on TV, they're picking up certain things from that, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that dad. Look at how that dad's treating that child. That's what a good father does. Look at that mom. These are things that moms do for their kids. Uh-huh. Or look at these two dads. How? I'm honestly trying to be inclusive, and it's not a matter of you know, whether it be a heterosexual thing or a homosexual thing. That's not what I'm getting at. But the fact of the matter is, genders do fucking exist.
Yeah.
Is it blatant? Like, you can't ignore it.
You know what's going to happen? Like, kids are never going to learn pronouns.
So if that's the case.
And I feel like that was a big thing.
They already can't read clocks.
Take his fucking mustache off, then.
Right. No, then, women can have those.
Yeah, women have.
See, that's the problem. This is really going to a relationship topic. That's the problem.
Women with mustaches.
I ain't gonna do it tonight.
Gender roles?
We talking about women that have excessive hair in places. They don't
You talking about gender roles?
I was gonna speak more about lanes. You know.
We missed it.
Yeah, we definitely missed that.
Shit, bone brazen.
What happened?
Huh? I can't tell you. Hey, baby.
Mind your business.
Mr. Potato had all that in his asshole. I get it now.
Huh?
What? Where you get all the pieces from the Mr.
Where
Potato?
Where were you getting that, Black?
No, I want to.
It was all in his ass.
I want to hear your angle.
Well, it's smuggling.
No, it's.
I want to hear you ain't.
Come on, nah.
We got 30 minutes. Come on.
So what was the last point that you had made?
He said something about somebody.
hey, hold on, man.
You got too much time with your chip.
Hold up, man.
But,
shoot.
So, kids ain't got no pronouns, so that shit crazy. You don't remember the pronouns?
Okay, yeah. What I was also getting at is, like, and we also wonder why, and I know I might be going off on the deep end here, mm-hmm, but it's still
getting bold.
It is a snowball effect.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah. ain't no water left in the pool. We get it. But look, what I'm also like, as think about Blake, for example, Black, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You know, her using, and again, it's like natural, where, you know, she watches something on TV and knows how to, you know, identify who is a man and who is a woman.
Absolutely.
Like, just simple shit like that. Oh, absolutely. And that's why, and what I was going to say is, I might be going off on the deep end here, but that's why we are fucking behind, especially in science.
In the world, right?
Yeah, compared to the rest of the world.
Okay.
So we're trying to eliminate simple basic anatomy.
I don't even know if it's that. I think America, or as Americans, we're so smart that we fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm. I think we're so dumb that we think we're smart.
That might be it too, actually. You know what probably started this? There was somebody at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to teach their kids a lesson by telling them there's no genders, or whatever. But then they have to keep, you know, like, you ever tell your kid a lie, you got to keep the lie up just to, you know. And I think that's where this came from.
I can see that.
And then they was like, oh, they watching Toy Story 4, and they was like, who's that, Daddy? That's Mr. Potato Head. What is a mister? And then, now look, you know what I mean?
So my thing is,
Now you want to email Fisher Price.
Email Fisher Price, like, what? How dare you use Mr. in front of that potato head?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. And like, my thing is, if you want to say, there's no such thing as gender roles, okay, I get that. I get it to this thing.
Women, y'all better start cutting grass, taking out trash.
But when you want to get to changing the oil, that, like, there's no gender, you know, or, you know, stuff like that. Like, that makes no sense. Because it's evident. You're either a man or you're a woman.
Now, one thing I do, like...
Shout out to Baltimore.
Being them backwoods.
So, I also heard where this particular community of, you know, whatever... However they, like, address themselves, like, that whatever lobbyist group that is.
You're not talking about the LGBT, but, like, the group that...
Yeah, the group that's pushing this whole transphobia shit, whatever. Yeah. They're also saying that gender reveals are transphobic. Now, I do think they should put Joe Biden, please put a cease and desist, a moratorium on gender reveals.
Yeah.
That's a COVID relief.
Gender reveals. we're going to talk a little bit more about that 1.9, how many trillion dollars of COVID shit, whatever.
Yeah, $300.
But,
that's actually a police thing.
Gender reveals are scams.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could, like,
I'm about to split the diaper pack in half. That second half, them bitches gonna be dried out, but you gonna use them, bitch. You gonna get me twice.
No, a little powder.
A little powder on that ass.
Prevent chafing.
Have y'all ever attended a gender reveal?
Yeah, my little nephew won. That's why he little asshole.
I'm not going. I'm not going. I went to one where they had us biting the motherfucking cupcake for the color. Like, bitch, I don't want no blue icing inside the cupcake.
I was about to say, you never seen that icing, did you?
No, you ain't
swallowing it. You the only nigga that's swallowing things whole.
I saw you swallow fries.
I ate it in like two servings.
Dude, But now, my little brother, they had one for my nephew. And
he throw up a powder ball and hit it with a baseball bat?
Nah, Mexican, so he hit a piñata.
Yeah, I seen one where somebody changed the colors on the motherfucking Ferris wheel.
I seen that. Boss. Oh, yeah. Out in D.C.
Boss.
Man, fuck them kids.
That's a lot of money, man.
Like that.
Huh? For what?
To be able to do shit like that? I'm just saying. Yeah. To spend some money on doing something.
Not even
like that.
Your baby.
Oh,
Lord. Who your baby by? Who your baby by?
Shiza.
Yeah. Like.
Hey.
Either way.
Nah, ain't no Ferris wheel.
Y'all. So.
I was about to say, last thing Blake,
So, MJ, you about to have to start paying the gross majority of your employees. $15 an hour. Come on, man. So I wanna pose that question to you first. What is your take on minimum wage being raised to $15 an hour and why?
I don't have a problem with it, but they need to, whatever you gave the people to get them to $15, the people that make $15, that earn, like, been there for however long and they got $15, you need to give them some money to not...
Don't get them 15, get them 17.
That makes sense, though, because...
You got somebody that's been there role 5-6 years, earn they raises and they promotion and they make 15. But yeah. I got somebody off the street, I gotta give them 15? Yeah, you need to create another pay scale for them.
But that's on the employer, though, right?
Because that's on... And it's going to have to come down how would from
that
the
look,
top.
How would that look? One of MJ's employers making $15 an hour, and then he make
$15.25
an hour.
Yeah.
Working
like
a bitch.
But he worked 90.
Yeah. When you factor it down, it's probably somewhere around there when I work all these hours.
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't get paid. I only get paid for 45 hours. So every hour after 45 is basically free.
Oh, hell no.
That's why they pay him 120.
No, I don't get
it. Yeah, they just pay him everything up front. Yeah, I don't get nothing. What's your take on it, Black?
I think it's good.
Yeah, and they pay 45 grand a year.
I'm all for socialism.
They say they pay 45 grand a year, but got 30 grand signed a motor.
What's your take on it, J-Dawg?
Nah, for real. 15 is, I feel like it's, because if you think about it, have you ever seen a post where it was somebody holding two $5 bills and they was like, imagine working this, doing this, like,
doing an hour for this.
And I'm just like, that's really... And then, like I said, I was riding home the other day thinking about when we first moved to Raleigh, right? Mm-hmm. You remember when we first moved to Raleigh? Mm-hmm. I was making $11.70 an hour.
I was making $12.25 when I first moved to Durham. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ain't no way. Without a roommate, ain't no way I would have made it.
Yeah, without Chad, like, I love you to this day. Like, without Chad and that second job, I would have been fucked. Y'all don't remember, I had two jobs. Every day I was working at
the barbecue joint.
Yeah. So I worked 5 days a week of my full time and then worked the other 2 days at my other job.
Never a day off.
Never a day off. But yeah, like, imagine making 11, like I said, making 11.70. And like, I went and got to try to get another job. And the other job was like, yeah, we'll give you 13.50. I'm excited. So then my other job, like, yeah, I'll give you 14 if you stay. I bet. And I thought 14 was good. Mm-hmm. Until I started making 17. And then such and such and such. You know what I mean? So, yeah, 15. And the thing is, 15 probably still not enough.
15 not enough. Not out here.
It's minimum wage enough, but it's not enough for people to live.
No.
People can live. It depends on where you're at.
And that's going to factor into... why I'm not so sure about it.
Yeah, because Lewisburg don't need 15
an hour. Raising minimum wage only raises the cost of everything.
There you go. Think about the economic backlash. So what they need to do is not only, if you're going to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour, you need to find a way to stabilize the cost of living. Mm-hmm. Because it's not gonna make any fucking sense. Raising minimum wage to $15 an hour, but then the cost of living goes up because it's still going to be the same. So, for example, I tell people, like, you know, yeah, $100 or $1 in America is $150 in Jamaica. And they're like, well, shit, I'll bring $10 over there and I'll be rich. No, jackass.
Yeah, like, no, a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, a bottle of soda is going to be $150 over there, just like you're paying $1 here.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It matches. So if minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, you know, rent's going to go up. You know, operating expenses for businesses are going to go up, which means whatever product or service they're offering will go up. You still ain't going to be able to afford shit.
But, I mean, shit is going up now with minimum wage not going
and,
up.
And imagine when, like, minimum wage, like, does go, like, up, Black. It's probably going to get worse.
You look at the cost of...
supply and demand, bro.
Living, like for instance, just with my home, like, the starting price that I paid and versus the starting price that it is right now, it's like a $20,000 difference.
They just put that over Audi 7 months.
Yeah, over 7 months. It's like, it's crazy. On a lesser note, I remember when a McDouble was $1.
It still is.
No, it's not.
No,
$1.15.
No, what happens is there is a, not a McDouble, but it's a
hamburger.
it's something, but it only has one piece of cheese. Because the McDouble has two pieces of cheese, but it's one with just,
you know,
one
slice of cheese, 50 cents.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
But,
like,
I remember when you could get a McDouble, a fry, and a large sweet tea for $3.20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the medium fry was $1 too. And then they got on us. Like, yeah, they getting the whole meal.
So here's my thing.
You used to get Big Macs for $1.
And that's with a college ID. It was stipulations, technicalities. But but here's my thing. I don't mind them raising minimum wage. Right, I do think based on the economy or the economic things that will follow, 15 may be a little bit too high.
Some people don't deserve 15 either.
True. So, in my honest opinion, I think more along the lines of $10 an hour would
stabilize things.
To it would keep shit still gonna shift a little bit, but for those that y'all don't understand who gets affected the most by any like financial decisions America makes,
the
man.
Middle class.
No, it's just saying it's us sitting at this table, Justin. Yeah, we're the ones that feels the wrath, you know, feels the brunt of it. I do think 725 is ungodly. Like,
yeah, we know a lot of jobs don't even pay people 725 no more. A lot of jobs pay you 10 or 9, somewhere in the 9 and 10 range. Like Walmart won't start you no less than 10 or 9 or something. Where do you start people? Like 9 or 10?
12.
You start people at 12?
Well, really? Yeah, I heard.
And is that just in the area, or I don't think
is that what your market's doing?
My market, no.
Yeah, I get off at 5 every day.
So if you're a cashier, I start most of them off at 12. If you're a stocker, I start most of them off at 12. And if you like quality assurance, the janitor,
yeah,
I start them off by 11.
They call them bitches quality insurance.
Quality assurance.
Man, disrespect them. Like, what? Is that like? Is that? It's a gender role thing.
No, they quality assurance
because they clean up shit. They don't want to talk about.
They the most important people in the store.
Yeah, they get paid the least.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To go clean shit.
Yeah, I keep them in. I'll never hire anybody at $8.50. Anything under 11.
It's very disrespectful.
Yeah, ain't nothing. You can't do nothing with $9. Like, literally. Unless you're a kid in high school. You don't care. You're just there for a paycheck. But if you're a grown-up coming to me, I'm like, I can't give this person
nothing. Well, yeah, could you tell me earlier? He said he got people staying at an extended stay.
Yeah, behind him, yeah.
They homeless.
Yeah. Ultimately, what I think should happen is they should raise minimum wage. Yeah. But, one, they should either find a way to, one, bring down the cost of living, or stabilize the cost of living after you raise minimum wage.
I've been through two minimum wage hikes, but it's been over
15 years.
It's been a while.
No, it's been over 10 years at least.
I remember when the shit jumped to 725 from 670. Was it 675?
It was 650. It was 625, I believe.
I thought it was 650.
Because it was 515.
Yeah.
That's when I first started working. Mm. Then it jumped to 625.
And then it went to
725, yeah. Because they went a whole dollar, I remember, yeah. So
I couldn't imagine living off of 725.
But what's, what's crazy is that all happened in a span of maybe 5 years. Mm-hmm. But then...
Nothing.
Since. Yeah, and I would say...
2000...
Over 10 years. That was, I'd say 2010, maybe. Yeah.
I also feel like people should get raises per year.
Yeah.
Each year. I've gotten 2 since I started working where I'm at.
Companies should reevaluate the you know their market as far as like cost of living for their employees and pay them appropriately. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason, you know, somebody working at a food line in, let's say, North Hills should be getting paid $9 an hour. You know, they're gonna be driving from Rocky Mount to come to work.
I know, that's crazy. I know motherfuckers at that Harris Teeter across the street from me gotta make like 15 an hour. That's a nice ass Harris Teeter in that little shopping. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the I feel
behind
like they
the
make
bowling alley.
Yeah, I feel like they make like over 12 easily. Like, yeah, well, and they got an upstairs in it.
Shoot, that one
that's the one with
inside parking deck.
That one downtown Raleigh. Off of Glenwood. It's not off of Glenwood, but oh man.
You stay in
like
one
Peace
little
Street.
Airbnb down there.
Hmm? It's near Peace. Yeah. I think it's Peace Street.
You talking about Harris Cedar?
Yeah, it's a Publix. I'm sorry.
Somebody say
a Publix.
Oh, no, that Publix is probably, yeah. But it's also $15 for an avocado. You know what I mean? Like, of course.
The median income in Raleigh is $61,000.
And I don't make that.
For a family or for an individual?
That's the medium.
That's
household.
That's
a household.
Yeah, and there's eight people in the household.
Yeah, because you
basically.
Because you and Shawty made like 140 together, and that's. Mm-hmm. And she only made 40. Now, I know she made more than that, but either way, y'all said about $140, probably.
Give it to you.
Goddamn. You just told her how much you make. Got how much you make.
Nah.
He is the. Got the most money at the table.
Yeah, he got the most money at the table.
Yeah.
Chad
needs
more
than that. No, because at their house,
nigga bought a house
in
a Prius.
I know how he make.
I did buy a Prius today.
Nigga bought a house and a Prius in 2 days.
Mm, yeah. I got my pre-approval. I'm like, you just closed yesterday.
Like, you got the joint. I'm getting a Tesla with the backup battery in the garage. The
backup battery, no, sir.
Now he got his vibrator with the backup battery. So but no,
61.5 is the median in Raleigh.
That's what 5 Mexicans in one house.
Like you need and they're making that off the books.
You definitely
to get them to tell them how much they make.
You definitely need a roommate.
I make about $540 a week. No taxes. So 61.5.
That's two people that need to make $17.
Your household can be there relatively easily.
I know, but it's me.
Yeah,
I can have a good year and make that. Well, I don't make.
I imagine if you and three of your birds lived together.
See, you and three.
If he didn't get aggravated so fast, he probably could. See it now, Justin's Angels.
You see me now.
Hey, so Kanye.
Not giving enough dick.
Everybody now. Really getting divorced.
It's a long time.
It's Kim's fault?
Yeah, easily. She's not strong enough to handle a black man.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Not just being honest, like when you saw it during that whole breakdown phase, maybe last year.
Most people,
let's be real. I don't think it's too many black women that could deal with Kanye.
No, he's black woman would have like, nigga, you better shut the fuck up for, and he need it.
You can't silence a mentally liberated nigga
or a genius.
You can't. And y'all look at him and think he's fucking crazy and losing his mind when the nigga is just free.
Like, that goes back to the saying I said earlier. Niggas think they so smart that they dumb.
Well, he's free.
It's my hair.
No, Kanye. Oh. That nigga look like a buffoon talking to Trump.
Yeah, but I also think he was heavily medicated or something.
So you
break them chains, man.
Okay. But I honestly do feel like this was a long time coming. And you could just tell, like, it's a lot going on in that household. Not his household, but I'm talking about the Kardashian household. Mm-hmm. When you got to look to your right and her stepdad is a man now. No offense. I mean, a woman, I'm sorry. That was a spectacle. Yeah. But not what I mean, a spectacle, not in a disrespectful sense, but it was a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you got to turn on the other side. How fat
you wearing Coogi dresses.
And then you turn to the left. Her fat ass brother is hold up. Her fat ass brother and her fine ass sister, each other's stepmama and daddy. It's weird. Like,
kind of built like
I'm 235.
You're not.
I stepped on the scale naked the other day. Had a tank top though.
Huh? Kim is tough though.
I mean, I don't fuck, but I wasn't married a bitch. I'm just being honest. And I mean all the disrespect. And I do.
Why?
I just don't think she's a good woman.
I don't think
none of them in that household is a good woman. Including the dad.
Mr. Mom.
No, but the issue is, so like I said, you have Rob, who was the stepdad he was the step uncle to Kylie's baby. Well, to Black China's baby too. Rob was like the stepdaddy and the uncle to Kylie's baby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And Kylie had a it's a weird shit. Yeah, you know, because Tiger had a baby by Black China, but then Tiger also was fucking his sister too. It's like a whole lot going on over there, bro. And that's a lot for him to take in.
It is, but yeah, it is.
But Kanye also put his dick in a bankroll too. I feel like his net worth went as soon as like he got one. Let's be real.
So how does this divorce pan out though? Because Kim got her own bread.
But guess what? She waited till he got more money than him. Mm. I mean, to her. Because, like, at one point, her net worth was dwarfing his.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, he's a billionaire. Oh, now divorced.
Yeah. Stay broke.
Yeah, none of them are broke, bro.
No,
he obviously got to give up bread, though. And they got three kids.
He needs to pay the Sunday choir.
Yeah, well, he owed all 13 of them $1 million. Bro, just give him that $1 million. Not 13 million, but like $1 million. Give them that money, bro. They don't deserve it. Just give it to them.
Why don't they deserve it?
That album is trash.
You said the album was trash?
Yeah, the album was trash. How you remix Weekend in the East for Jesus? That's just weird. Man. You can't turn porn into to gospel.
You bop, though.
You high. But now it's a lot of weird shit. But like I said, she waited till that bankroll came in. She got 4 kids. I forgot they had 2 kids that weren't theirs, but theirs at the same time.
Yeah,
the surrogates.
Noah and
I don't know what the fucking kid.
Satan.
Yeah, Ezekiel.
No, Satan. Pink or whatever her name is. Noah. They his out the pussy, but the other two came out of somebody else's pussy.
Do it for the Saint.
Saint Laurent. Yeah. I feel like we about to get the best album we've heard from Kanye since Saint.
Yeah, he about to go back to secular music.
I need it.
He was gonna do that anyway.
Cause I hated listening to that the baby remix.
No way you can go through this and not cuss. Like, you gonna be cussing up a storm.
Cause I hated like listening to the baby verse on 999 and it was blanked out like throughout the verse. You know he can't rap with no cursing. Yeah. So like it was like cussing.
You said something about getting his dick suck on that one.
Yeah,
bro, he wild nigga.
What's he said she gave me headed to church after Tuesday. Something. Yeah, you know they said I don't know how to make secular music. Like yeah, they said it in the shit. Yeah.
Look, the baby was snowboarding down cum in a girl's mouth in that video.
I'm about to end this motherfucker.
Throw baby. Yeah, he's wild.
But he's probably top 3 in the game right now.
Yeah, cause
still.
Uh-huh. Name me 3 rappers better. Right now.
Lil Baby.
That's it.
Dirk.
Dirk? Hell no.
Bobby Shmurda.
Y'all heard the deluxe version of The Voice?
And I was highly uninspired.
Bobby Shmurda.
King Von.
Cut King. The shit off. I'm going to beat your motherfucking
ass. Bro, King Von fire.
I don't care.
I'm going to play y'all a song when we get off this. No, I'm going to play it.
I want you to go home.
Hey, I'm going to do that on my way out.
Yeah, play it in your car. Yeah,
it's going to be the procession music.
Please, though. I only heard Kanye Crazy. I ain't listened to the rest of that shit. Kanye Crazy in the video was fire.
So. Word?
Look. I'll beat your ass in this little space.
I got on Adidas compression drawers. I'm ready for whatever.
Yeah, with them big pant legs. I'm
ready for whatever.
That boy said he loose today.
Hey, can we never ever record on a Monday again? I walked in wanting to bounce MJ head off the table.
Why mine?
Because didn't you come up with this shit? Goofy ass niggas. Shut up.
He not the goofiest one, though. It's all right. I just want to start beef with them.
Nah. Take us out, Jesus.
Y'all want me to take y'all out? What's up?
I know you got some smart, dumb shit for us.
Always. It's forever.
Yeah. Why I gotta be smart, dumb shit?
Because you look like Big Luke.
I don't know. I ain't really got.
And I don't know if y'all saw Jeter, but Jeter looked like that dude that followed Diamond out of Players Club.
Tiger Woods.
No, he's like Myra.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Stanley.
Tiger, he ain't right.
He got 2 broke legs and a crushed ankle.
And he need a driver. He don't need to drive nowhere else. He obviously can't drive.
He got in one little accident 10 years ago when the bitch threw the golf club.
He was on the side of the road sleeping in his car.
He was tired.
Nah, he was drugged out. He was doped up. Loose as a goose. Don't get him started.
That nigga's a blazing, bro. What you expect?
You can't call him a blazing.
Yeah, that nigga don't claim black. He don't claim that side of his family.
He say nigga.
He probably do. He claims when it's convenient for him.
Yeah.
He say nigga.
It was black February.
Trump give him a medal of
freedom.
Purple Heart.
I'm sure he voted for Trump.
I just think it's weird to call a man blazing. You don't think that's weird?
He black and Chinese.
But still, though.
Is it Chinese?
I think he might be Chinese.
I think as a people, we need to learn how to. I was watching a movie last night, and the nigga was married to an Indian, and he told the other nigga, "My wife's Asian." And the nigga said, "No." He said, "Your wife's Indian." He said, "My wife's Asian, bro."
Ain't Indian Asian?
Yeah, I just thought it was so funny. Yeah. But he said, when I think Asian, I think, you know,
China.
Sushi. Yeah. Sweet and sour. So you're more on the lines of, like, you know, curry.
and black people, like, all Hispanics are not Mexican either. Yeah. They're different shit. A whole lot of different shit.
They, like,
Hondurans are
Guatemala.
First of all, they're from Guatemala. Honduran,
yeah. Can you say Guatemala?
Guatemala?
Yeah, say it.
The watermelon. Take us out.
No, I want to hear him say this.
Yeah, he
Guatemala. You just said it.
You put an extra syllable in that bitch. That boy tongue got stuck sideways.
Yeah.
Say guacamole. Guacamole.
MJ, I'm ready for you to go public. Say enchilada. Enchilada.
Bruh.
Yeah, go public.
Can you just hang up the phone?
All right. Good night.